Indonesia.
Tabuk is a religious tradition in West Sumatra. Tabuk aims to welcome the Muharram, the first month of Islamic calendar. The locals will parade the tabuk, a colorful and towering funeral bier made of rattan and bamboo. Tabuk is also commemorates the passing of Prophet Muhammad's grandchildren Hassan and Hussein. This tradition is an acculturation between the people of Tamil and Minang.
Here is the news. Manpower Minister Yasir Lee has said that the government will soon launch the National Productivity Agency that will be tasked with increasing labor absorption. He informed that the plan to be established of the LPN, or National Productivity Agency, is in keeping with the Presidential Regulation No. 1 of 2023 regarding increasing national productivity, will, and competitiveness. He added that in the in-depth mid-year review 2025 in Jakarta on Wednesday that his site will launch and the minister will involve many parties such as institutions. Creative Economy Minister Teuku Rifki Harsha has stressed that the Indonesian National Police or Polri can play a crucial role in supporting the growth of creative business by ensuring public safety and security. He said at the 2025 Bayangkara Day event in Jakarta, according to a press release issued on Wednesday, that Polri or the police must be able to carry out duties, responsibility, uphold justice and integrity, and foster harmony in public spaces, including those associated with the creative economy. That's the news.
We'll be right back.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kecak is Balinese dance, which uses sounds from the mouth without Balinese traditional music. It makes kecak dance different from other dances in general. Kecak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of kecak in order.
Kecukanimu bukan hanya ada di dalam angan. Esok pagi kau buka jendela, kan kau dapati seikat kembang merah. Bosan bercumbu dengan bayang-bayang. Bantulah aku temukan diri, menyambut pagi, membuang sepi. Sejenak perjalanan, dan biarkan aku mengerti apa yang tersimpan di matamu.
Barangkali di tengah telaga sisa butiran cinta, dan semoga kerinduan ini bukan jadi mimpi di atas mimpi.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from South Sulawesi entitled Tome Pare. The song Tome Pare was composed by J.K. Parantean. The lyrics tell people of Toraja who are harvesting paddy in the valley and hill. Many people are walking into rice fields to harvest happily. Meanwhile, a shepherd is joking and playing gladly, waiting for the harvest. All the people look happy while harvesting the paddy. Alright, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from South Sulawesi, Indonesia, entitled Tome Pare by J.K. Parantean. Happy listening! Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, this is the right time for me to share you our another information. In this case, the Ministry of Environment has urged Jakarta Provincial Government to adopt more serious and systematic measures to reduce waste, citing overcapacity at Bantar Gebang Integrated Waste Processing Site. Minister of Environment Hanif Faisal has emphasized that the urgency of waste management in the capital, where daily waste generation reaches around 8,000 tons, a figure that could increase as the population increases. And currently, much of Jakarta's waste is sent to Bantar Gebang Integrated Waste Processing Site, which, according to the Environment Ministry, the Environmental Control Agency is already overburdened and relies on the open dumping practices, stacking waste in the open without proper processing. And while the government has shut down several other landfill sites in various regions due to the environmental violations from open dumping, Bantar Gebang continues to operate. That's why the minister said this situation highlights the urgent need for Jakarta to take immediate and serious action. And listener, if you want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI station across Indonesia, RRI.co.id is the answer. And RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So please stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal. And now I would like to accompany you with our another song. Now it is from Nindi with title Cinta Cuma Satu, Only One Love. Enjoy the song, Nindi.
Kesalahanmu, asal kau mau berjanji tidak mengulangnya lagi, telah aku terima sakitnya dikhianati. Dalam cintaku ini, selama hidupku ini, jadi hianati. Sedalam cintaku ini, selama hidupku ini, hatiku cuma ada satu, sudah untuk mencintaimu. Tolong jangan sakiti lagi, nanti aku bisa mati. Cintaku cuma sama kamu, sayangku cuma untuk kamu. Tolong jangan hancurkan lagi, nanti aku bisa mati.
Tampak beduk is beduk art by using waditra, namely many beduks and beaten simultaneously, and it produces beautiful typical rhythm. Rampak beduk only exists in Banten as characteristic of Banten's culture.
saatnya karena usia untuk mencari sang kekasih hati. Tapi ku yakin akan datang pasangan jiwaku pada waktu dan cara yang indah.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Cultural package. Today we'll bring you a feature entitled The Gong Music of Sungkum Dayak Community in Sanggau, the border area between West Kalimantan Province and Malaysia, precisely in Antikong Regency, reproduced from Radio Republik Indonesia Antikong in West Kalimantan. So stay tuned. In the borderline, the Sungkum Dayak community are not affected by the onslaught of the culture and traditions of other regions, even other country. Sungkum Dayak community remains faithful to the traditions inherited from their ancestors hundreds of years ago. One tradition which is still maintained to this day is sounding a gong at the beginning of a special celebration. The presence of gong music or tetabuhan in a celebration for Sungkung Dayak people is loaded with spiritual messages from the ancestors that should not be infringed. Gong music has become an integral part of Sungkung Dayak community life. Almost at every party or celebration, the round percussion instruments is always there. For them, the gong musical instrument has a distinct meaning whenever it is played or sounded. When the gong is sounded during a special celebration, it means people are making a request to God through the ancestors who have died to be given protection and safety. It is through this gong music that the traditional leaders summon ancestral spirits with pomang or mantra to protect and save the event from interference of malicious supernatural beings.
Pak anu bulat mit balap mit balai cho tangan ku kuna dat na basa na utuk na manang na kaut na buchit na ngimul na kawai na ngaji deng ngagah deng mujak nuk suk nuk moy mo imau mo musik mo mau mo kut kabau kulit kami kulit kuda da cho laja cho nyama cho tuat cho aja kelek aja sina aja blana manuk ipok nuk babi nuk adat basa bukune cukup uluk mudut na de tabung kaut tabung musik tabung ngimul na kop na gup buku tai buku na mate siu masih abi ku me abi ut ku tabu mana ku me tabu mana ku nuak manuk cho gudak gudak sangu gudang te anak manuk gudang kusik manuk cho gudak japang gudak mereka manuk tabu utuk tabu manang tabu nasib tabu tua nuk adat nuk bahasa buku na ti ta cukup da uluk na budir da de nuk ti lah pangang.
Only after this is done, the gong can be sounded. The sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to do it with three strikes. As stated by the traditional leader in Sentul Village, Suruh Tembawang, Antikong District, Sanggau, Francis Pelek, as followed.
Gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar. Pertama,
gong is as a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make yellow rice and tuak extract. And then we make pamang. Afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual is bigger.
Sudah dibikin.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Pelek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The pomang is then read out before the offerings and food in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and foods are eaten together by all the villagers who hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin pamang lagi. Pertama,
the equipments are created as complete as possible. After the equipments are made, we make pamang again, including eggs and killing chicken, pig and dog. After that, we hit the gong, eat the pulut, and then put the egg on our head and pig blood on our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we hit the gong again and dance. Afterwards, we stop and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
Gong for Sungkung Dayak tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening farmland, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drumming sound of a gong sounded, the more Sungkung Dayak community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang narik tu, petuah orang, sedekah.
The gong sounding is giving good guidance, alms, and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong, 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 gong. That's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya tu.
Tetabuhan gong that characterizes
Chinese's Sun Kung Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sun Kung Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Lamai, a traditional leader of Sun Kung Dayak in Suruh Tembawang village, Antikong district, Sanggau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture used to call somebody. The taboo of gong is 4 days no bath, no going out, stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village cannot enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring the misfortune and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pest will invest the plants. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences until now it happens. The bamboo shoot and fern must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
Ketabuhan gong for the Sun Kung Dayak not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing. The sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. The Sun Kung Dayak community love their heritage so much, and they do not want the tradition of Tetabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, Tetabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sun Kung Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listener, that was the other side of the Tetabuhan Gong for the Sun Kung Dayak community in rural districts of Antikong, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands, at the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananta. Enjoy!
See ya.